Rejected. CryptoTalk.fm, my name is Leister. I am your host. Thailand has moved rather swiftly to block what they refer to as unauthorized cryptocurrency platforms from trading, telling people, you really better get your shit out of here because we're about to lock this stuff down. Now, I want to talk a little bit about this unauthorized business and what it means for the broader market and the timing of it around shortly after the Bitcoin halving and everything else. Because with Thailand in particular, they've never taken such a hard stance on cryptocurrency so far. We haven't seen them be as aggressive as what we're seeing with this one. And it makes me, tinfoil though I may be, speculate whether or not Mr. Gary Gensler might have had a little bit to contribute in the inspiration for them to take action. I'm not suggesting that Gary Gensler told them, coerced them, convinced them, forced them, requested of them to do anything. Maybe he just had a little bit of a chat, you know, maybe had some coffee or some tea, because it's Thailand, or some tea or a meal, chatting over a nice lunch or a brunch or dinner, and just have to be talking about this cryptocurrency thing amongst peers. It's a benign conversation, and then all of a sudden there's an allegation made, you know, something about poof hair. There's other news about him. Something about, you know, what's going on in the business that caused Gary to maybe suggest you might like take a closer look at some of the asset spreading. I'm not saying that something did happen. I'm not speaking with definitive fact. I'm simply spitballing, tinfoil as I am, right? Then maybe there was some sort of a conversation. Maybe there was some sort of a guidance. Now, it's not immediately clear the specific target of this business. And the site loads, I mean, it takes like 3 minutes to get the site to load. I don't know what's going on there, but they didn't call out any specifics. If you look at some of the cited sources, like CoinMarketCap cited it, a couple others cited it, they gave snippets of what's on there. I have the original text from the SEC site for Thailand, and they didn't call out any specific ones. They just basically said, it's basically a warning, you know, if it's an unregistered something, you want to get your stuff out of it because it's not registered, it's not authorized. And then they said foreign platforms like Binance and Bybit. They didn't specifically say they're included. They just said foreign platforms. Well, what does that mean? So then I suspect that there's some sort of a database somewhere that they're creating that they haven't finished yet, and they're getting ahead of it, warning people that this is coming, and they're going to be forestalling or forecalling that, hey, this is going to be a thing. If you're not out, you're going to have some problems. It's either that, or they're saying if you're in it, you're at risk, as we all know, because they're unregulated. It's just a general warning. But it seemed like they're putting their foot down and just basically saying, we're going to lock down more of this business. Now, there has been some chatter around unregulated cryptocurrency exchanges, centralized exchanges. This has been going on for ages, and Binance was at the center of it. So it's possible that they were targeting Binance specifically and just didn't say so, but then why would you do that? If it's Binance you got an issue with, just say so. I don't know, but it's something worth keeping an eye on. And the reason I said timing is because, again, it's shortly after the halving. We're expecting there's going to be some dip down. Some people expect a dip for about another month or two and then a run up as more demand is pent up for Bitcoin. And the Bitcoin ETFs have been going back in the green. So the timing is ironic. Again, tenfold though I may be, I find it very interesting you're doing this now. Right at the point of the halving, like, why didn't you do this before? Why did you do this like last year? Why did you wait so long? For me, all these different SECs and all these different countries, they wait until these key moments of a thing, whether it's the release of the Bitcoin ETFs or the chatter about the Ethereum ETFs or the halving situation or all these key milestone events. And then they do these things designed to kill the business. You can say I'm tinfoil, and I accept and embrace that brand because what else is there? Like, how else can you explain it? The timing, it's not that they're doing it. It's the timing right at when these things happen. So anyway, that's in Thailand. Will there be something in the United States? There already has been, you know, they already talked about it. They're going after all these changes. They're still at the Coinbase business, Kraken bow down like a biatch. And, you know, so it's a normal thing. It's going to keep on happening. I'm still going to tinfoil and say that it's designed to hurt sentiment and forestall what's potentially going to happen. That's what I theorize is going on, that they don't want things to run up and they're doing it to slow progress, to buy some time for whatever the CBDC is going to be. I could be way off, maybe, but the timing is a little bit too convenient for my taste.